Tuesday in the second week of Lent. A first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, princess of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Wash yourself clean. Put away the meat dish from before my eyes. See to doing evil, learn to do good. Make justice your aim, regret the wrong, hear the orphan plea, defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, say the Lord. Though your sin be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they shall be crimson red, they may become white as wool. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good thing of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Then Jesus spoke to the crowd and to his disciples, saying, the scribe and the Pharisee have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burden and lay them on people's shoulder, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their work are performed to be seen. They widen their phylactery and lengthen their tassel. They love places of honor at banquet, seat of honor in the synagogue, preaching in the marketplace, and the salutation rabbi. As for you, do not call rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brother. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Sharing the topic, practice what we believe. We zeal to judge people according to what we can see from the outside, because we can see what are happening for people's mind. Therefore, we are easily wrong in our judgment and our decision. When we find out the true identity of people, many times in our life we have to cry out, I can't believe why I chose this person. Or at a Vietnamese idiom, outside it all sweet talking, but inside it full of pointed knife. God does it according to a different good way with us, because he understands what are happening in people's mind. The dangerous thing for people is that when they are so zealous with judgment based on the surface, they behave like that when they come to God. As a result, they shall be heavily condemned. Today's reading help the faithful to avoid this bad habit. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah warned the leader of Israel to cut out their sin when they pray to God. If they truly wanted God's answer to their prayer, they must repent from their sin and do justice for people. In the gospel, Jesus condemned the hypocrisy and pride of the scribe and the Pharisee. He warned his disciples not to imitate their hypocrisy, but to pay attention to humility and service. The first reading, see doing evil and learn to do good. First, their drowned life must change their life. The covenant between God and people is a conditional covenant. God will protect and bless his people if they carefully obey his law and decree. If they don't, he won't protect them from any enemy. Many times God's prophet was sent to remind people of their duty and to call them to repent. In today's passage, the prophet Isaiah reminded people of three main things. First, seeing doing evil. Wash yourself clean, put away the meat dish from before my eye. See doing evil. Two main sins which were repeated many times by prophet are the hypocrisy where they offer sacrifices and the sin of injustice. Second, confess their sin. The Lord God declared, come now, let us set things right, say the Lord. Though your sin be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. God doesn't hold on to people's sin. He is always ready to forgive when they recognize their sin and repent. There is no sin that can be forgiven by God. Third, learn to do good. Make justice your aim, redress the wrong, hear the orphan plea, and defend the widow. God protects the people because they are the least protected by the society. The powerful people are easily bribed by the rich and mistreat the people. Second, people must receive corresponding results. The prophet Isaiah reminded people to remember what God promised with Moses by different words. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good thing of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. These were men. If the Israelites obey God's commandment, they shall have peace, and their land shall yield food for them to eat. But if they disobey God, what shall happen? Foreign or civil, then they shall die by the sword or beyond exile. Gospel. Our faith must be expressed in action. First, the actor and actress. The best of them are those who can talk smoothly and act like real. They must behave just as person in the show, even though they aren't such kind of people. For example, the actor who married must act the role of a priest. The actor of Akshat must perform the following. First, they must fake. They can say what they want to say, but must say what their director want them to say. Sometimes they want to say that, but they have to say no or revert. Besides, they must act correspondingly with the role they are playing. They are sad, but must pretend as happy, or they are happy, must pretend to cry. They can only live at their true identity when the curtain is closed. Jesus recognized the acting of the scribe and the Pharisee when they fasted, prayed, or gave alms. He taught his disciples must be avoid the act, as we heard on Ash Wednesday. In today's passage, Jesus warned his disciples about their preaching. The scribe and the Pharisee had taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burden and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. Second, they must make up or disguise themselves. The actor or actress are afraid of people know their true identity, so they have to wear masks or to make up. A danger can happen to them. It should be disguised by their role. They wear masks, but they think they are their true fake. Their acting become habit. When the people return to their real life, they also act as they are on stage. For example, we can see in actor and actress the habit of changing their spouse. The scribe and the Pharisee also act as actor. The Lord replied that they must wear costume corresponding with their role. When they came to the temple to pray, it became a habit. They thought they must wear big phylactery on their head and long tassel on their robe so they could effectively pray or be holy men. They forgot that costume didn't make them monk, and God wanted them to have a clean conscience when they pray. Second, we must live with our true identity. Third, humility. Many people like power, fame, and be served at the scribe and the Pharisee, as Jesus said. They love places of honor at banquet, seat of honor in the synagogue, greeting in the marketplace, and the salutation rabbi. Jesus' disciples are called to do the opposite. As for you, do not be called rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brother, etc. The rest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humble, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Second, to know God, ourselves, and other. Absolutely speaking, there is only God who is deservedly called by people as the Master, Father, or the Leader. All of us are brothers and sisters. However, God also selected proper people and gave them duty as parents, teacher, leader, prophet, and priest, as we saw in the scripture. Jesus, though he himself is God, also chose Joseph and Mary as his adopted father and mother. What Jesus wanted to point out for his disciples to see, they need to have humility and spirit of serving when they carry out their duty. Not to pay attention to pride, title, or abusing of their power. Application in life. We must sincerely live our relationship with God because we can't hide anything from Him. We must also treat others in truth and in justice. No one to be deceived by others, and to live truthfully is the standard for God's blessing and protection. Education is necessary for children to live by the truth. Parents should never teach their children how to act or to deceive others, because they are easily become their bad habit. Amen.